A victim advocate says police are investigating multiple reports of historical child sex abuse within a secretive church that has operated in New Zealand for over a century and is being investigated by the FBI. The religious group meets in homes and has no official name, but is commonly known as 2x2 to those who have left and the truth to those who belong. The FBI is investigating the sect in America, where more than 700 alleged offenders have been reported to a hotline. There have also been reports of abuse in the UK and Australia. Amy Williams has the story.
It's taken a high-profile FBI investigation overseas and multiple reports of child abuse in other countries for victims here to come forward. Gillian Hishon grew up in the sect in Australia, but left when she married an outsider. She now runs a hotline set up for Australasian victims after evidence of abuse emerged in America last year, and she's been fielding calls from New Zealanders.
To date, they are all historical child sexual abuse, so they've happened years ago. So these people who have abused, some are still in the church. So some of the abusers are still in the church. They're still attending meetings, some of them. Some have been removed. Others have already passed away.
Ms. Hishon knows of three people linked to the sect who have been forced to leave after reports of child abuse. She says of the 140 perpetrators identified on the hotline, 20% are from New Zealand. And people have kept a lid on their trauma for years.
It's been swept under the rug, you know. You think you're the only person, and next thing you find out, oh, no, there's actually probably somebody in my meeting that was abused, or, you know, and they've been told by the ministers to just put a lid on it and be quiet and, oh, we'll deal with it, and nothing ever gets done.
A current member of the Christian sect who does not want to be identified told RNZ there are between 50 and 60 leaders, known as workers within the sect, who travel in pairs and stay in members' houses where meetings are held. Their words have been revoiced.
That is one thing I think needs to change, that they don't stay in the homes of families with children. The culture of don't talk about bad things, don't make trouble, for the most part historically, you didn't go to police, you didn't go to media. I think the culture is, you don't talk about it, it's damaging.
The member says they understand there are at least half a dozen historical child sexual abuse reports under investigation by police in this country. They say people are likely to report the name of the person they're accusing rather than the name of the sect, making it hard for the police to find a pattern and link the reports. Religious expert, Professor Emeritus of History at Massey University, Peter Lynham, says the secretive group has been active in New Zealand for 120 years. He's been researching it since the 1970s and says the esteem awarded to the leaders who travel house to house creates a power imbalance.
Potentially, this is a very vulnerable group of people, because in effect a very high respect held towards the workers or the 2x2s meant that the ordinary people really had no other point of reference that they could compare notes about what might be happening.
Peter Lynham says the sect appears to follow Christian beliefs but have a rigorous separation from society and refuse to identify as a group, which makes it challenging for those wanting to report abuse. He says around 20 people who have left have spoken to him over the years and all carried shame and guilt and spoke about their dislike for certain leaders. In two letters posted on the sect's website last year, its Australian and New Zealand leaders, called overseers, acknowledged cases of child sexual abuse within the group overseas and said they have zero tolerance of harm towards children.
Now, just further to the lead story this morning concerning a victim advocate saying police are investigating multiple reports of historical child sexual abuse within a secretive church that has operated in New Zealand for over a century. We have since had a statement from a church spokesperson, Wayne Ding. He says he's aware police are investigating at least one former minister for historical child sex abuse. He says he's aware of 14 cases in New Zealand where the church has been or has asked members not to attend meetings because of allegations against them. Mr. Dean says victims are encouraged to go to police.